This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, make sure to follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, I'm always looking for people to call in. If you have a naughty secret life that you lead that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, you could be on the show. Either go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show, or go to, or email me, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to leave a confession on my confession hotline, you could do that. Just call, you could call that number 247-347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. Make sure you're in a quiet place, hold the phone to your ear, leave a confession. A lot of those confessions make it onto my confessions episodes. If they don't make it onto there, they're posted over on my Patreon. Now, my Patreon for only $5 a month. And for $5, you get to see all the anonymous pics of all of my hot guests. You get all my episodes early and ad-free. You get all of the anonymous messages that came into my hotline. You get Q&As where I answer all kinds of personal questions. You also get access to my private Discords. Now, listen, Discord is not something you could go and find if you Google it. Discords are private. You need an invite. If you want to get invited into my Discord, which is private, you have to join my Patreon. But like, you get all of that. It's still only $5. And there's a large community over there. I have over 2,200 or 2,300 people on my Patreon. So if you want to chit-chat with like-minded people, join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Now listen, this week I am on a vacay, okay? And never in my life of 11 years of podcasting did I ever take a vacation and not post new episodes, but I am doing what everybody else does in this business, and I am doing repeats on my vacation week, okay? I'm trying to not work while I'm on vacation, but I'm a one-woman show, so you don't even understand how fucking busy I am before these episodes are coming out, so I could just actually enjoy my vacay. So this is going to be a whole week. This is kicking it off. This is going to be a whole week of repeat episodes, but I picked ones that I think some people didn't listen to, but they're fucking great, and you should have. And I edit them, so they're not just repeats. They're re-edited. So they're better, tighter. I take out like filler words like ums and uhs and likes and all that stuff that's so irritating to listen to. So today I'm airing Kyle's episode. Kyle's pretty hardcore, if you ask me. He went from being married his whole life to leaving his marriage and living his best life. He is into swinging. He is in the lifestyle. He lives in an area where he's got these BBC gangbang parties that he goes to, and he found out about them because he was like hooking up with a couple and he was a bull to them. And then he meets all kinds of like nurses and librarians, and he gets them into having all kinds of hot wifing experiences, and it brings them into the lifestyle. And he tells all of his stories so well that I didn't have to say one fucking word in this whole episode. And he's very explicit when he talks. He tells a good dirty story. You're going to dig his stories. He's got a lot of them. Like I said, he's very much involved in the lifestyle. This is how he rolls now. This is something he did after he was married, but he's living his best life. And like I said, he's very explicit and he gives a lot of details, and I didn't have to really talk that much. So you're going to love this episode. That's why I'm repeating it, because I think maybe some people might have passed by because everyone like loves the girl episodes. But this is a great episode about the lifestyle because he's very involved and he's been to a lot of events and he talks all about it. So I'm going to be right back on with Kyle.
This Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Kyle. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you this morning?
Doing great. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here because you have a lot of interesting stories to tell me.
Been told I have a book.
Yes, you definitely do. It winds up with the police. Okay, I love that story.
But... All right, yeah, that not many people have heard that one because it's too crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna end with that one. But why don't you just start from the beginning? You have been there, done that, and I'm just wondering how you got into the lifestyle.
Okay, at like my mid to, I guess I was like 43, got separated. Had a good sex life with my wife. Marriage ended for other reasons, and I decided to sow some wild oats. And so I did go on a Craig. The first time I did anything like this was found a couple on Craigslist in the next town, mm-hmm. Who were looking for somebody to have a threesome with, and met them at their house for the first meeting. And the guy who answered the door was 6'5". And I'm sitting there going, okay, what the hell am I getting myself into? I've never done anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
So they lived in a nice neighborhood, went into their house, and she's there in a little tiny sundress and nothing else. Really cute blonde lady, probably in her early 40s, maybe late 30s. And he got his drinks, and we started playing pool. And within 10 minutes, she's on the table, and I'm eating her out on the pool table. And he's serving us drinks. he wasn't a true cuckold, but he got involved as well. But majority of the time, I'm a gentleman, a perverted one, but I'm a gentleman. And I was just asking him, what can I do? What can I do? And, mm-hmm. and she was actually pretty quiet, which isn't the greatest, but she was reasonably quiet. And he was kind of the director of the whole thing.
Right.
And blew me on the bar stool next to the pool table with him sitting there talking to me and asking how she is and how good she is. And then we, from there, moved into the bedroom. He had cameras set up in the bedroom. See, obviously, he'd done this a few times before. And mm-hmm. I later found out from people in this swing lifestyle down here that she's a regular on the, I guess you'd call it the hot wife circuit.
Oh, okay.
Had a wonderful time with her, and we actually, it's my first time with double penetration. I was inside, she was on top of me, and he got into her ass, which he lasted about 1 minute.
Oh.
And then we ollied with him for an hour and a half or so of just fun sex. And that led to, I was probably with them 3 or 4 times, always filmed. They actually had a bedroom set up in their house that was strictly for that purpose, which was kind of initially shocking, but it was just the two of them in the house, and they had 4 bedrooms. So 1 bedroom was set up for her adventures with other men.
Right. And you were totally okay with being filmed? Did that freak you out at all as far as what if this got out or someone saw me?
In the back of my mind, I'm going, this isn't good. But in the front of my mind, going, I don't care. And I trusted them, which turned out fine.
Right, right. That's cool.
Because they said to me beforehand that we only use this for our own purposes, mm-hmm. and that we get off on watching it afterwards. And I blindly trusted them.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a problem in the future, if looking back on, and honestly, I don't care. I don't. My parents have died. It doesn't bother me. I guess I'm somewhat of an exhibitionist, and it doesn't bother me. The only thing would be my kids, and who are now in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see where they would even find that. And I'm obviously an open person, and I don't. If it was out there on one of these video sites, I really don't care. I've never seen a tape up with that couple. With other couples, yes, and later on, as I morphed into being cuckolded myself, I filmed it almost every time.
Okay, because so it was a turn on to be filmed. I could understand that
hugely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a turn on to watch it afterwards.
Of course, yeah.
Probably more so than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Saw them 3 or 4 times, and I'm not sure why or how it ended, but it just, I guess, naturally ended. Mm-hmm. And then I joined a site called SDC and met a couple who wanted to have someone have sex with his wife while he watched. I met them at a bar in Fort Lauderdale, and like a rooftop bar. Older couple, probably, I'd say, late 50s, early 60s. He was a stockbroker, lived on the ocean, very wealthy. She was a secretary, and their whole thing, as I got to know them, was they liked to turn their whole dynamic as a couple to the around, that he was very much dominant in the business world, yeah, and in the relationship, but in their sex life, she was dominant and got whatever she wanted, and he was there just to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And she soon learned to love this. And the first night I was with, the three of us were sitting in a booth. I'm making out with his wife. He's sitting next to us. I'm fingering his wife under the table. And then they decide, let's get out of here. And we went, and they had valet parking. He went and got the key. Me and his wife got in the back seat right in front of the valet parker. He got in the front, and I'm making out with his wife. And we just drove around Fort Lauderdale with her blowing me and him watching in the rearview mirror for a while. Found the parking space somewhere, and I came all over her breasts. And this was a first for me. She leaned up to the front seat, and he licked all of my cum off of her breasts.
He sounds like a true cock, right?
Completely. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm friends with them now and through this. And yes, he's completely a cock.
Yeah.
And they actually run big black cock parties in the area, about one a quarter every, like four of them a year.
Oh.
And they invited me to that, which I'm like, I'm not black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm luckily endowed. And she's like, oh, you're as big as them, you'll be fine. And so I went to the party by myself. I was a white guy, walked in, and it was like beyond a porno movie. It was
really
just all out wonderful paganism with probably, and this is, these stories are not exaggerated at all, probably 30 black guys there.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. maybe 8 to 10 wives there, either almost always with their husband.
Mm-hmm.
And walked in, met a girl there who's, I just was sitting talking to her, and she's topless, just wearing a pair of panties. And I asked if we could go into, they just had beds all over the living room. It was catered too. They had a bartender. They had catered food, hot food. They had a whole area where people just sitting, eating hors d'oeuvres and mm-hmm. drinking cocktails while somebody's in the next room within eyesight with three guys screwing her. So I met this lady. I'm talking to her. I think we're getting along. And I said, well, do you want to go in the back room? She's no, I've already been with 8 people. I'm a little tired. I'm like, it's 9 o'clock.
Like, oh, my God.
What time did you start? And her husband then jumped in. Her husband, who was carrying a fanny pouch mm-hmm. with lube, wipes, and
oh my God, hilarious.
40 condoms. He was just there, like, feeding guys condoms while they're fucking his wife. And
can't
she
make
later
this
on,
shit
I saw
up.
Later on, mm-hmm. no, that's the title of my book.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've only told a couple of my friends these stories, because most of them would go, what?
Yeah, yeah.
And initially they'd all go, oh, you're lying. And then eventually they're like, oh my God, your stories are real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yes, I've been telling you that. So later on, I saw her with 4 different guys. The only thing I got while I was there, because the wives there wanted black guys. That's
right.
a taboo. It's a thing. There's multiple reasons for it. And I'm not in the slightest bit racist, but I find it wonderful and it's good for them.
Oh my God. I have to tell you about the best gummies, THC gummies for sex. Okay. They are called High Love Gummies by Vaya. High Love Gummies are going to get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Vaya also offers zero THC products. So if THC isn't for you, they do have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy. What I recommend in their CBD line is the Zen gummies. I promise you, you take one of these, you will not need a melatonin or whatever the fuck you take for falling asleep. This is going to make you tired and you are going to get the best night's sleep with zero hangover the next day. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies. I'm going to tell you, after I placed my first High Love gummies ad, I had people emailing me, one guy in particular that said he had the best night of sex with his wife that he has had in the past 20 years after he took the Via Hemp High Love gummies. So you got to try them and check them out and then write me and tell me how fucking good they are. Okay. So go get yourself some Via gummies. And the best part, Via legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com. viahemp.com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com or just go to the description, click on the link and use code STRICTLYANON. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Yeah.
But I was on the outs there and I watched some amazing stuff going on, some amazing women. There was, and the amazing part is that They rent a house for a weekend, like an Airbnb, and this is a mansion in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And they rented out Friday and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
They had parties both nights, and four of the women went both nights.
Wow.
And I'm like, you just banged 10 guys, and yeah, you're back the next night? There's no, like, rest period or anything?
Yeah, that's crazy.
There were a couple of the women flew in from other states.
So there must be some sort of underground word on the street, or right, that because how are people finding out about this from another state? I guess maybe on the site SDC
through the SDC site, and the husband of mm-hmm. the girl who I was with and who they're in charge of the whole thing. He vets everyone. He makes sure that these are the people he wants. He explains to them what this is about, explains to them how they're to behave.
Right.
Make sure that the cops don't come, because there's literally, they had valet parking from a parking lot like a quarter mile away. So you met there, and he had these, I don't know if these kids knew what they were valet parking for.
Exactly.
But they were driving all these women over there who are wearing lingerie and something over it to cover it, but literally not much of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And all sorts. There was a girl there who was maybe 26 with her boyfriend, and she sat there the whole night and watched. And you could see in her eyes that she's, wow, this is amazing, but she was afraid to jump into it.
Mm-hmm.
And near the end of the night, she did, and all of a sudden she's got three guys all over, and she's in rapture. She was just loving it.
Oh, so she did wind up engaging after a while.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. You could see it in her face. She was watching, and she was just trying to figure out, how do I get into this, or should I get into this? And most of the people who are into this lifestyle are more in their 40 to 60 range anyhow. But there was all ages, and these people have become like in this area that they were known as having these quarterly amazing parties at nice houses with good food, with drinks, and there were nice people. I met a guy who I used to play tennis with, and I'm looking
oh my
at
God.
Him going, how do I know you?
You was know, he there he's with like, his oh, wife?
He plays tennis in a... No, he was a black guy there as a bull.
Oh, hilarious.
Totally cool about it. No embarrassment whatsoever, which there shouldn't be because we're both at the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not there. That's the reason we're there. Mm-hmm. And then I went to another party. I probably went to four of those, and I brought women the other three times. And I brought this. I brought a girl who could only be described as a Jewish librarian. I mean, that's what she looked like.
I believe it. That's what I've learned from my show. Yeah.
But completely wild,
yeah.
And brought her to this party, and we're actually just sitting around with another couple, and we ended up playing with them, and they were a little mellow, and we weren't really into them. And then we went into another room, the two of us, and a guy approached her. We call her
the Jewish librarian.
Yes. Okay. We'll stick to
leave
the
name, like it.
Though.
Yeah.
And he approached her, and he was completely naked, large dick hanging out. And she looked at me and said, can I? And I said, absolutely. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
And she immediately got on the bed, started blowing him. He ended up within minutes fucking her. There was another guy, a younger guy, probably 23 or so. And she was, I don't know, 42.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts fucking her mouth, which she is. Has the best head on earth, and
right.
He came in a minute,
mm-hmm.
literally a minute, because I remember she looked up at me and smiled and goes, he just came in my mouth in 1 minute.
And
she was proud of herself, and then she's with three guys for an hour, and I'm there watching,
mm-hmm.
once in a while jumping in, but I learned that I loved watching her come, I loved watching her just, and this is the first time she'd ever done anything like this. And she loved it,
mm-hmm.
absolutely loved it. And I remember leaving there and asking her, well, what do you think? She said, when's the next one?
Wow. And did you meet her as well on SDC? Because where do you meet a Jewish librarian that's down for that?
No, I met her in a regular dating site, and we were dating. We were both very open sexually. She had been in a couple threesomes with women, like two women and a man.
Yeah.
But nothing wild, but we had talked about these things and she wanted to try it. And she said, when we're going into it, that I don't know if I'll
engage,
get
yeah.
involved, but I want to see what it's like. And it was all pretty high end. And again, the same thing, like valet parking from somewhere to the house and a nice house,
yeah.
nice people. And she loved it. I had a wonderful time with her. We ended up going to a swingers club with her as well, which she told me that she didn't need pussy, and within a half hour she was in, not even in the play area, she was at the bar with her legs spread on a bar stool with the woman eating her out, and the librarian was a squirter too, so she was having a wonderful time with this woman.
So even though she did threesomes with women before, she had never gone down on them?
No, she's, what do they call it, a pillow princess.
So she likes for them to go
being,
down. Okay. Huh.
Yeah, I had no interest in it before, and now I still talk to her once in a while. We dated for probably a year, and she's a very hypersexual person. I literally would go to the supermarket with her, and she'd take her pants off on the way home and finger, see how many orgasms she could get before she got to the house. I'm like, it's 4 miles. Like, it's not worth it. And she says, yes, it is. And I'm like, oh, okay, why am I arguing against this?
Right.
But she's now very much into being tied up, and a whole fetish scene of that. That's her thing, is being tied up and lightly whipped. And we talk once in a while, but we enjoyed our time together and just decided to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But where it gets really interesting is when I kind of switched over to the other role of having a relationship with someone, which was a real relationship, a loving relationship, that, and sharing her. And
mm-hmm.
I met her on a dating site, and we'll call her Doreen.
Okay.
And she knew before we even met, I explained to her my whole past and what I'd been into and I'm not saying I want you to do all this stuff, but I'm just telling you up front because I don't want to shock you and I don't want you to run for the hills. And I want you to know that this is a part of me that I highly enjoy with no guilt. Mm-hmm. So for probably 6 months, we talked about it. She researched what male, female threesomes, cuckolding, and she was trying to wrap her head around. She honestly said she'd never even heard of anything like that. She's a very sexual person, but it's always just been with one person, and got to the point that she said she'd try it. Mm-hmm. And I really did not push her. I threw it out there and said, if you want to do it, I'm 100% there, but it's up to you. And we went on, we made a profile in SDC for both of us looking for a guy. Mm-hmm. And we both started talking to people, as you obviously get approached when you throw something out there that you're looking for a guy to screw your wife or a girlfriend. And she got along with one guy, gave him her phone number, and the two of them text they were always group texts with the three of us. And the two of them started getting erotic about it and talking about what they wanted to do with each other, and that she was getting really wet while texting with him. And one day came home from work and she said, I spoke to him and he wants to meet us tonight.
Right. So now it's going to go down. And this is the first time you're doing it with someone you care about, right? I mean, because you've been single this whole time.
Yes, which is, I cared about these other people, but it wasn't
romantic.
A sexual relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't romantic at all. So I said to her, I said, you're positive you want to do this? And she said, yes. And so she said that she had spoke to him, that she was going to ask me if we could meet tonight and to figure out a place. So I texted him and said, let's meet at so-and-so, and like literally a couple miles from our house. And we met him there, and it was like 5 or 6 o'clock, and it was just like a small bar, and we're the only ones there.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks in, sees her. She's very cute. Again, I don't know, must have a thing about sundresses, but she's wearing a sundress and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is Florida, right? You have mentioned Florida a couple times, so.
Yes, it is always hot.
Yeah.
So we three of us are sitting at a table, and very quickly, each of us she's between us, each of us has a hand on her thigh, and within just having like normal conversations and talking about, and she was explaining that this is her first time, and within 5 minutes, both of her hands are meeting at her pussy, and I kind of backed off and let him play with her pussy. And she's just sitting there looking at me with a big, huge smile on her face. And she was attracted to him. And sometimes you see pictures and they look completely different in person, which this wasn't the case. It was she has a thing for bald Hispanic men. So that's who she picked out.
Mm-hmm.
A retired cop. And when he's younger than her, she was probably 50. He was probably 42, 43. I went to the bar to get drinks, sat at the bar watching the two of them as they're playing with each other, and really didn't care that the people in the bar, they were the only other people in the bar was the two bartenders. The place hadn't, nothing was happening there yet. Went back there and I could see that she was stroking on his cock through his pants and whispered to me that he's rock hard and basically said, okay, let's go. And let's get a hotel room. So we said to him, are you fine with that? And he said, absolutely. And follow us to this hotel. So we went to a hotel maybe a mile away, walked into the reception desk area with both of us with our arms around her. It was obvious what was going to happen, and which she found really a turn on to know that other people knew that she was just going to get banged by two guys.
Spring has sprung and the summer's just around the corner. Now, I don't know if you're like me and you're totally hornier in the warmer weather. Well, if you are, then you need to download the Dipsy app. Dipsy is an app full of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They bring hot scenarios to life with killer soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about all kinds of super hot and super heavy hookups. They literally have hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release content every week. So in between listening to your fave stories again and again, you could always find something new to explore. They also have sleep stories and wellness sessions and sexy written stories as well. And they also have what I love most about Dipsy, their jump to the action button. So if you're super horny and you want to get right to it, you just press a button and it takes you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. Or just go to the description, click on the link, and get 30 days of free access.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Booked a room, parked the car, and went up into the room, and she took over. She decided this was about her, which it is. That's the way I look at it, and said, you go sit on the bed. And you, his name was Angel, said you sit on the chair, and got down on her knees and took his pants, underwear off, and just started blowing right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And while I'm sitting on the bed watching, and I was starting to take my clothes off, and she's like, no, 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 this, to start out, this is me and him, and you're just watching, don't even touch yourself. And just passionately was sucking his cock and just really getting into it. For quite a while, and not allowing me to be involved, which to me I found out at that time I really liked to be teased like that.
Mm-hmm.
Led to, you know, him putting her on the bed right next to me. At that point she had no clothes on, and him just eating her out till she came all over his face. She's also a squirter. I luckily have a thing for squirters. And led into a wonderful time. The biggest thing I remember was the first time that he got inside of her, he's laying on his back. She got on top of him, reached down, grabbed his cock, just rubbing it up and down her clit, and then just held it and slid down at him and just started fucking him. Mm-hmm. Fucking him like a porn star. And this is a person who's a nurse, and you'd have no idea in public that that's what she was into, and it's wonderful. It was a lot. It wasn't from then on in. I was watching at times, but I was always, if she was fucking him, she was blowing me at the same time.
We you got involved. You didn't just sit there like a cock, right?
No. At that time, I didn't know that that would be such a turn on to me. It was like she learned that that's, I think that's what turned her on, was to have me watch her. Mm-hmm. With another person. And we double penetrated her. Mm-hmm. Which was the first time for her, me on the bottom. And I happened to be really thick and luckily hung. And I've never been in her ass because it doesn't work. So she's on top of me, facing me, and he's fucking her in the ass, and she's literally looking in my eyes as she's being double penetrated, and she's came within a minute of the two of us being inside of her, which she had never tried before, never even thought she would try before. At that point, he went and took a shower. We were just like laying around talking and came back out and started, neither of us had come, and started fucking her missionary. And then the two of us were laying on the bed, and she was blowing both of us with both of her at this, like, back and forth and back and forth till both of us came all over her breasts, and which was really sexy because he came first all over her breasts, and then she's blowing me with his cum all over her breasts. Mm-hmm. Which I later found out in our relationship that that's a huge one for her, is is A, watching a guy jerk off, and B, what making him come or watching him come on her. She was always a fantasy of hers that she never did to be covered with cum by multiple men, which she always thought it would just be a fantasy, but that's a whole nother story I'll get to. But with him, it was a one-time thing. And we never met him again. She spoke to him a couple of times. Well, I shouldn't say she reached out to him to meet again a couple of weeks later, and he like led us on. And then the day before said, sorry, I can't make it. Mm-hmm. So that was like an immediate, we're never even going to speak to you again, because what, if this is what you want to do, you'll find a way to do it. And we both work, we have lives, and we planned out everything to meet this guy at a hotel and have a great time, and we had to cancel all this stuff. So she, rightfully so, said, I'm sorry, you're done. Mm-hmm. You're never seeing you again. So I had met a guy at a New Year's Eve party who told me he was a swinger and told me what he was into. And so I reached out to him and said, look, dude, would you like to meet with us? He lived in Miami. So there's actually a hotel down there that caters to people who cheat. They have garages.
No way. What's the name of that hotel?
I can't remember the name. It's in South Miami, uh-huh. In the middle of nowhere. And they have garages underneath the hotel room, so you can park your car and never get out of the car. They had a sign there that said you can't have group sex there, but which we initially were going, okay, this is going to be a problem. So we told him to meet us there, and he had heard of it before. And I don't remember. He might have even told me about it. Probably did. I don't know how I'd find out about it. And we met him like a block away, and she had never met him before. I knew him, and for some reason we just clicked. We just got along really well. And he followed us there. We both we parked in the garage. He parked down the street and walked into our garage. And that was the first time that Doreen had met him. Again, a bald Hispanic guy covered with tattoos, wonderfully nice guy. He's actually a emergency room nurse, and went up to the room, which was set up strictly for sex. Mirrors on the ceiling, on the wall, good lighting, furniture, a see-through shower. It was a complete sex hotel. And we're just talking, and what turns Doreen on is kissing. And he said, do you mind if I kiss you? And I'm literally sitting behind her. And again, she was on a bar stool, and he's kissing her. And he went and sat down, and she sat up in the bar stool, and I pulled her legs open. And he got down on his knees and just started eating her out while I'm holding her from behind. They went and got on the bed. We brought some toys, and he took the glass dildo and was driving her out of her mind. As she said, this, no one has ever eaten her pussy like he did. And I just sat there and filmed and watched him eating her out. And I think she came four times. That night she came 20 times in 2 hour period. Mm-hmm. And I know because I filmed the whole thing. And she just kept saying how amazing he was, how he's devouring her pussy, how good he was. And even threw in a few, you need to learn from him. Watch what he's doing. Fucking her with the glass dildo, licking her, which led to, he also double penetrated her with him, did everything you can imagine. There was one point he was fucking her doggy style, and she was literally, her head was on the bed and her butt up in the air, and he's just fucking her like standing up pretty much. Mm-hmm. And she's just yelling at me, he's so deep in my pussy, he's so deep in my pussy, it's so amazing. And she'd take a break once in a while, but just wanted more and more. And we're both fucking her, both licking her pussy, both having, she's sucking off both of us, and just had an amazing time. It was just fun, erotic, wild. And he was like a guy that we'd hang out with. He was just a good person. Mm-hmm. And she ended up being with him five times. one time we went to, this is a good one, we went to a sporting event, which I won't name, to watch on TV at a Mexican restaurant. And we brought him with us, and this was all my like regular friends, and introduced him as someone that Doreen worked with. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there having drinks, eating dinner, watching this sporting event. And her hand is under the table rubbing his cock the whole time. And we kind of ditched out right before it ended. And no one knew anything other than that this was a guy who worked, because she works in the medical field as well. This was a guy she worked with. Mm-hmm. And we get out to the parking lot, and we lived about 6 miles from there. And she got in the car with him, which there were some other friends leaving the same time. And I said, well, why don't you drive with him? And then you can show him where we live. But she had whispered to me that she wanted to suck his cock on the way home. And so she asked to go in his car with him. So they drove in front of me, and she's blowing him on the way to our house. By the time he got to the house, obviously everyone's worked up. And I passed them at one point on the road and could see her blowing him while driving down a busy road in the middle of the day. Got to our house. They went out in the back porch. She actually said, you need to stay inside and watch, and told me to close the door. And she's in one of her patio chairs, her legs spread wide, and he's just going to town eating her. And she's looking me in the eye and just saying, don't come out here, as he's just going wild on her.
Now,
which
how
led
did
to
you...
an absolutely wonderful afternoon.
Yeah, I get it. But what I want to know is, you know, because this was the first time that you were with a woman who you really cared about. So, and I'm assuming that, like, you realized that this was something that you were totally into, and there was, and you weren't jealous at all.
No, mm-hmm. No, I literally, the jealousy, I don't know if I learned to do this or if it is natural. It was a turn on.
Yeah.
It was a turn on to see her turned on. It was a turn on to see her becoming this wonderful, wild, sexual woman. And it didn't matter if it was with him. And I've also had confidence in our relationship and in myself that she was going to be with me. She was staying with me, and she should finish with me. And I didn't have any jealousy, like none at all.
So you how long did you date her? Are you still with her now?
No, we dated for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And we just ended last summer over nothing to do sexually. It was some other things that ended our relationship, but it's going to be hard to top because our sexual relationship was just out of this world. Even just together, yeah. Just together, the two of us, mm-hmm. we just hit it off that way. But I, at the time, yeah, I thought we'd be together forever, and I thought we'd play these games forever. And it wasn't like we did it every week. It was like maybe every 3 or 4 months that, yeah, and I'd let her, if she, like, well, that's another good story. Once we had a party once, and I had a few too many drinks and went to sleep. She stayed up and cleaned everything up before coming to bed. The next morning I woke up, and on the kitchen counter is her vibrator and her dildo covered with her juices, mm-hmm. with a note that said, I called Edwin and he got me off over the phone. Edwin's the guy that she was with 5 times.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
She said, you were out of it. I was really horny. And she said, do with it what you want. And she loves, she, that was a thing that she discovered that I love too, that she would fuck herself with toys and then leave them out for me to lick clean.
Mm-hmm. That was like
but
something you guys enjoyed together. Yeah.
Loved it and loved it. And she'd sometimes send a picture of me playing with herself or send it to, if I was out at work, and she'd send me a picture of that. But the best one was she told me that someone from work was coming over and for dinner and to be home around 6 and grab a 6-pack on the way home. And when I got there, I walked into the house. We lived in a condo, and she's on the dining room table, and Edwin is there eating out her pussy, mm-hmm. like literally on the table. She had set the whole thing up. and got him to show up and wanted to surprise me with. And at that time, she didn't let me touch her till after he left. So he ate her out on the table, brought her in the bedroom, fucked her for a couple of hours. She can't deep throat me, so she loves deep throating him. And just had an absolutely amazing time. And then I was with her afterwards, which she was wild and just happy and satiated.
And for you, it was kind of a turn on to be teased like that you couldn't do anything, even though you were super turned on.
I sat in a chair in our bedroom and watched. And I tried to get involved and she wouldn't let me. She said, I'm busy with him. Go back there and watch. You can stroke yourself and nothing else.
Did you ever take her to those BBC hot wife parties that were going down with that couple?
Well, she did have sex with a black guy, which she picked out because mm-hmm. she wanted to try it. And she knew I wanted to see her who was an amazing lover. And we had a great time with him. Just a one-time thing again. And she, for whatever reason, she could not. She just wanted to blow him constantly. She just was passionate about that. And we have a sex swing, and she was on that, and I was fucking her while she's blowing him for who knows how long. It was just a wonderful time. And then another time, and this is another one that you can't make this shit up. There's a nude beach in Miami that we'd go to just to go to a nude beach, and it was in the winter, and when the sun goes down, the lifeguards leave. So the sun was setting. The lifeguards had gone. There was no one there. And this Jamaican guy had been, what I did a couple times, I went into the ocean and hung out there for a while, which if a single woman is sitting in a certain part of the beach there, they're approached by people who see if they want to play. Mm-hmm. So this Jamaican guy, who was probably 6'4", 6'5", had been flirting with her, and I came back and sat with them, and he's naked with his dick hanging out, and she's naked, and I'm naked, and he was telling us that he's into being with wives, and she explained that she is as well, is into being with men in front of her husband. So as it was getting dark, she reaches over and is jacking him off, got him hard, and he's got his hand in her pussy, and I'm sitting across from them on a towel or a blanket, and got a little more passionate. Two of them are kissing and playing with each other, and then all of a sudden there's four or five guys around us who are, it's a nude beach, so they're naked, and I said to her, I said, are you cool with this? And she's, yeah, go ahead. Invite them closer. So they all came closer, and she jacked the Jamaican guy off till he came on her arm. And then these other guys, three of them came on her chest. Another guy was fingering her. Another guy came on her stomach. Yes, right on the beach. As it was just getting dark. There were hardly anyone there. And it's a big beach. We're down closer to the water. We set two umbrellas up so you couldn't see if you were looking from the back part of the beach. And she's covered with cum, got on top of me and fucked me while covered in cum, and walked back to the car and drove home. Mm-hmm. This was always a fantasy of hers. So it was something that she always said to me. She loves watching guys jack off, and she likes watching guys come. She likes making guys come. She said when she was in high school, that was her thing. She loved blowing guys and making them come.
That was
so
her thing.
This was her thing, and that she enjoyed it. I think in some ways she was, afterwards she's, I can't believe I did this in public, and I can't believe that we didn't get busted.
Right. There is a getting busted story coming up. Almost.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know.
Not arrested.
Yeah. Busted, but not arrested. That's what I mean. Almost. Yeah.
Yeah, but that one, she was.
Was she there for it?
I shouldn't say regret.
Okay.
Was she what for that?
Was she there with you for that
was
one?
Was she? No, that was earlier. That was a different person.
Okay.
But in this case, yeah, there was a part of her that said, yeah, we went a little too far on that one. But she did live out her fantasy, which I think her fantasy in her mind was better being a fantasy and not living it out.
Okay. Okay. Let's get to this story because I feel like you're gonna have a lot of details. Like there is a story that there's like, and is it at that BBC hot wifing party place that always is?
It was the same people. The same people ran this party, but yeah. They had it at a warehouse.
Oh, okay.
And we were given directions a couple of days before of how to get there, and it was in a warehouse district, and it was actually a recording studio and a warehouse. It was a big room, and it took us a while to even find the place. It was really an obscure area south of Fort Lauderdale near the airport. And they had brought in, like, I would say 6 beds, like king size beds, and did them up with beautiful sheets on them. And they were like 4 poster beds. I don't know where they got them from. I don't know if they bought them. And I mean, everyone paid a set amount. Like the guys who were there paid $100. The women paid like 20, mm-hmm. and couples paid a certain amount. So I don't know if they used that money. And I didn't care how they did it. It was classy. And the girl I brought to that was a second grade school teacher. It was probably in her mid 30s. I met her on a regular dating site, and she started telling me all the stuff that she was into. And I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. And our second date was taking her to this party, mm-hmm. which was enormous. I would say 50 guys there and maybe 15 women. And the girl that I was with, Stacy, was as she puts it, sex is her hobby. People play soccer or tennis. She loves getting fucked. And that's what she does.
Where do you
fun.
Meet these regular girls? Guys are going to be thinking, like, where the fuck do you meet all these nurses? Now you got the school teacher. Where do you meet all these girls again? Like, where do you meet her? On that website or just a regular dating app?
Plenty of fish, a regular dating site.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You find that there are certain, like, Plenty of Fish is a dating site where people answer questions about their lifestyle, mm-hmm. and what they want and need, and they hook you up with people who have similar answers. So I knew that if some of them were similar to me in my kinkiness, that yeah. there was definitely possibilities there. And I'm not going to date somebody who's Amish or something. So
right.
They were
like attracts like.
Usually very open.
Right. Okay.
But not in a swinging site at all. And she was just like a kid in a candy store. Like she literally went, got on the bed, and within minutes had 5 guys on her, and I'm like, I couldn't even see her, and I'm like Stacy, you all right? And and this is literally the truth, she put her thumb up and said, I'm good, because you couldn't see anything else of her. These guys were all over her, and this was going on throughout the room. It was a giant orgy, but most of the guys were black. There were also Hispanic guys or white guys there, but it was more of a what they call a hot wife party, that the wife is getting whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. And so we weren't even there that long, maybe 45 minutes. And we hear the cops are outside, and somebody turned the music down and started yelling, the cops are outside. Everyone needs to get their clothes back on. And they wouldn't let the cops in because they really didn't have to. And eventually the cops were all sitting around like pretending there's something going on here with 6 beds there, bunch of women wearing lingerie, and probably 10 cops walked through the warehouse area just looking at everyone. And we're just sitting there going, like, what? How? And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to jail for whatever. And how is this going to work out? What could they possibly arrest us for? And what? Somebody had been thrown out of the party because they were drunk, which they don't want, and that person called the cops on the party.
Why? Oh, because they were thrown out.
Because they were thrown out, they were pissed, and they told the cops that they were charging for beer. So the cops came in on the idea that they were illegally selling beer without a liquor license. Wasn't the case. They paid money to go to the party, and did they sell beer? Yes, because they had beer and soda and water or whatever. Well, actually, they didn't sell. You paid money to get in, and you got whatever you wanted. And in these parties, people don't get drunk. That's not what they're there for. They're there to enjoy themselves. They want to feel it. They don't want to be drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And especially a woman. The woman does not want to be drunk and lose control. They want to be aware of what's going on. So we're sitting there. The cops are walking around, and you could see the look on their face. They were just like, oh, I can't wait till I get home and tell my wife what I did tonight.
Right.
I ran into. So they ended up breaking up the party. They just, and they tried arguing like they had, there's nothing we're doing illegal here. It's private. It's, everyone is consenting, but they didn't, they decided they wanted everyone out. We walked outside, there's 8 cop cars with the lights going, and there's just this line of people walking between the cars, getting back to their own car to go home. And it was just a surreal night that turned out fine because it didn't end up going to jail. I don't know what charge it would be. And I know that there have been busts on swingers clubs and stuff like that, which ended up, that the swingers ended up suing the cops. But it was pretty funny at the time.
How is it for you? Because you really flipped the switch in your life. You're married. You're living a fine life with your wife. You guys get divorced for other reasons. You said the sex was fine. You had, I'm assuming you were monogamous during that whole time. And now you go with a total opposite direction. Do you think you'd ever settle down again, or would you never be able to be in a monogamous relationship? I'm assuming no, because you get into the whole hot wifing thing, right?
I do, and that's a great question. It was something I always thought about while I was doing these adventures, because I was thinking, okay, does this mean I can never be in a one-on-one relationship again, that mm-hmm. the only people I can date are people who are into swinging and into hot wifing and all the other aspects of it? And I did go into the relationship with Doreen with that mentality that, look, this is what I've done in the past, and I would love if you join in and do the same things with me.
Yeah.
And the first few, there's definitely a part of my mind going, okay, if you really screwed up the idea that you can have a regular relationship, but what's regular? That's the other part. And with her, we did with Doreen, when I had a regular relationship, I shouldn't say regular, but just us, she got into the whole point of flirting with guys, and I was completely fine with it. And that we never were at like a bar or something and she flirted with somebody and brought them home. That never happened. It was always through a swinger site or through somebody that we'd already met who was into it as well, that we played. And I think she was with 5 different guys over that time frame.
And what about compersion? You did mention in your email, I'm into experiencing compersion. Isn't that like the opposite of jealousy? What does that mean?
Compersion, I never even heard the word till about 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. is the turn on that I would get from watching her enjoy herself, from watching her have orgasms, from watching her being with someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know when that word came in being or, but it's very true. That's a huge turn on for me. I'm dating someone right now mm-hmm. who has a pretty wild sexual history, but as of right now, she certainly does not want to go to a big black cock party.
Mm-hmm.
Has told me that
mm-hmm.
has been with that, but, and she's, I think we've been together for 3 months now, and she's starting to understand that my pleasure is pleasing her. It's turning her on. That's what I get off on. Like I explained to her, I said, anytime you want your pussy eaten, just tell me. I don't care what's going on. If you're watching television, if it's right before bed, just consider it a coupon that anytime you want it, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it was weird at first, but that's what I enjoy. That's making her come that's my greatest pleasure.
But you also like to watch other guys do that. So it's really just seeing her being pleased also from other men as well. You enjoy them pleasing her too.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Big time.
So this girl has done other things with you, the new one, or not yet?
No, we haven't done anything on the swinger side. We have a good sexual relationship, but at this point she's and she knows about my past. I know about her past, and she had a 11-year sexless marriage, like mm-hmm. literally, and she was just and she's a very beautiful woman. She's a yoga teacher. She's in great shape, and she, for the reason of her kids, stayed with him with no affection whatsoever. And that ended when one of her yoga teachers talked her into going back to his place, and she had mind-blowing sex with him and then decided, okay, I can't live without this. This is stupid. As much as my husband is a friend of mine and my kid's father, I can't live my life without passion.
Yeah, that's cool. But wait, let me ask you real quick, because I'm going to wrap it up. How do people get so involved and find out and hear about these kinds of underground sex parties going on? Is it that SD? Would you recommend going and joining
people,
that site?
They advertise them on SDC.
Okay.
There's another site called Swingers Lifestyle, SLS.
Yeah, yeah.
But
SLS,
SDC
yeah.
in Florida is a bigger site. It's worldwide, and they do advertise these parties. But there's also, yes, there is. Is there an underground thing? Yes. And I just happened to meet people, and I personal with them, and they told me, okay, this person is doing that. And the guy who was the bull for us, Edwin, he's been with loads of couples, and he's the one who, like, he invited us to a New Year's Eve party that was an orgy,
mm-hmm.
which strangely didn't turn out to be that great an orgy. But there's a lot of these people that their only friends are swinger friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do on weekends. And the other amazing part is if you bring it up to most women and explain, wouldn't you like to be with two men or three men? Most women, if they're honest, will say, yeah, that would be fun. That would be it'd be all about me. It's about empowering the woman and empowering her to get whatever she wants. And I met one lady, and we had wine together, and she told me she'd never had a threesome. And I just looked at her and I said, do you want to? And she said, yes. I said, all right, I'll set it up for next Friday. Our second date was her, me, and two other men with her. And I remember one of the men going, well, how long have you two been married? And I'm like, we're like, married? We just met last Friday.
Right.
And we had this wonderful time with the other two guys who were involved, the guy from England and the guy from the islands. Their wives were there watching.
Yeah,
and
it's like
three
crazy
of us
this
were with
whole
her.
Yeah, it's crazy this whole underground thing of what people are doing. But listen, I could probably talk to you for five more hours, but I have to wind it up right now. But maybe you call back another time and
can
tell
you help
it.
Me write
like
a book?
One story. You could write this book yourself, okay? You just talked for like a whole fucking hour. I didn't have to ask you one question. You could tape it from this, transcribe this episode. You could take it. I don't care. That's the start of your book, but then have someone write it out and make it 200 pages. But like I said, I'm sure you have more stories for your book. Thank you so much for calling in and telling people all these stories. It was just one hot story after another. I typically cock block those things because I like to get like the psychology stuff. That's what I'm most interested in. But I know my listeners are going to love all your stories. They're going to be a little bit jealous of you probably. And so thanks so much for calling in and sharing them.
Greatly appreciate it. I enjoy sharing because most people I can't tell these stories to.
Yeah, I've always been getting pics of my female people, but people are like, why don't you get pics of your guys too? I'm like, okay, I'll ask. I always ask. If you want to send in any anonymous pics of yourself, no headshots, no face shots, nothing X-rated or even, or anything, you can send one in to go with the episode. So anyway, thank you for calling in and sharing all those. And like I said, maybe we'll do
all right.
Part two. All right. Thank you. What do we call
all right,
you, Kyle?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And if you want to send me some pics,
yes.
Send me them ASAP because this will be up soon. Thanks, Kyle.
Send it to the email that you emailed me with.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to be on the Strictly Anonymous podcast because you have an interesting, naughty story to tell while remaining anonymous, you could be on the show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on either Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. And if you want to sign up for my Patreon, you're not only supporting my show, but you're going to get all of these episodes early and ad-free. You're going to get anonymous pics of all of my guests. Most of the girls send me in anonymous hot pics of themselves, and some of the guys are sending me in anonymous pics as well. You also get access to my private Discord where people are getting super naughty. If you sign up for my Discord, you could post whatever you want and talk to my other listeners. To sign up for my Patreon, just go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The links and everything else I spoke about are all in the description. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.